AccuWeather forecast, lots of sunshine today, the high around 63. Travel Wisconsin Supper Club TV spot, which debuted back in March, has proven to be an online hit with more than 1 million views across the state tourism department's social media channels. Secretary Stephanie Klett saying that from Friday night fish fries to brandy old fashions, this commercial captures the authentic Supper Club experience, and it keeps travelers coming back to Wisconsin year after year. The ad pays homage to the long-standing cultural icon and the fun that can still be had when dining at each distinctly unique restaurant. Green Bay police reporting a rather high number of counterfeit tickets sold in the first three games at Lambeau Field this year. That includes the Badgers-LSU matchup. Captain Kevin Warrick says that the victims bought those tickets through Craigslist.
Fans would come to Lambeau Field and try to get into the game, and the ticket taker would say that the ticket is no good, which in turn they would go to Will Call. People at Will Call would look at the ticket, and they would deem that that ticket is fraudulent.
He says he encourages fans to research and buy tickets from reputable sources like NFL Ticket Exchange. And again, if a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is. The chief attorney for Verizon says the telecommunications giant might have reasonable basis to renegotiate or even back out of that $4.8 billion agreement to buy Yahoo. Craig Silman telling reporters in Washington he believes that a massive data breach that affected half a billion accounts might have hurt Yahoo's value. Says it'll be up to Yahoo to demonstrate the full impact of the hack and to prove the deal is still worth the price. Meanwhile, Samsung says discontinuation of the Galaxy Note 7 probably going to cost as much as $5 billion in profit.
Samsung has already slashed its third quarter profit forecast by an estimated $2.3 billion, enough to wipe out all the company's quarterly earnings from its mobile phone business. And while the tech giant has pledged big changes in quality assurance processes, the full impact on the Samsung brand is not clear. Due to mysterious fires and overheating, more than 2.5 million Galaxy Note 7 smartphones were recalled twice in the 2 months since their launch, most of them in the U.S. and South Korea, before Note 7 production was shut down entirely. I'm Jan Johnson.
A family in Janesville displaced by a fire caused by a bag of groceries placed on the burner for an electric stove by the homeowner, who then left to take care of an errand and came back to smoke and flames. Firefighters discovered extension through the ceiling of the kitchen into the attic right above that stove. The damage estimate, about $30,000. Wisconsin Family Action's 2015-16 legislative scorecard, giving an assessment on all 33 state senators and all 99 assembly representatives and how they did this past session in terms of 8 Senate votes and 9 in the assembly, along with 4 co-sponsorship opportunities. 3 Republican senators with 100% scores in the assembly, 9 GOP representatives earning that mark, one of them Dave Craig of Big Bend, whose district includes parts of northwest Racine County. And in collaboration with Educators Credit Union, Robert Renteria brought his story from Chicago to Racine to share life experiences with some Unified School District bilingual middle school students, all part of Hispanic Heritage Month. He's the author of 3 books, but life was a whole lot different years ago, including illegal activities. Renteria joined the Army, learned to work hard. Good things resulted. Same message he's now giving to students. Renteria's latest book is titled From the Barrio to the Boardroom. This is the National School Nutrition Association's School Lunch Week. It recognizes the importance of a healthy school lunch, plus the impact it has on a child's life both inside and outside the classroom. Racine Unified also using it to praise the work by the district's food service staff, including Yvonne Peterson. She's been preparing food for district students for 41 years, calling Park High School home since 1980. Peterson says her longevity involves a lot of patience and a love of her co-workers, and notes that while a lot has changed over the years, the food and the kids, she points to her many friendships that are, in her words, stronger than ever. Wallet Hub's numbers crunchers comparing the 100 biggest cities to determine the best local coffee scenes in America based on 12 key indicators of a top coffee city. That includes number of coffee shops, coffee houses, cafes per capita, to average price of a coffee pack, to Google searching the word coffee. Portland, Oregon, and Seattle finishing 1-2. Madison ranks 8th, Milwaukee is 73rd. A Gallup poll has nearly 2/3 of adults in this country drinking coffee. The average consumption, 2.7 cups per day. An investigation underway after a 3-year-old Waukegan boy accidentally shot himself to death. Police indicate the deadly shooting occurred when Jeremiah Banks found his father's gun inside their home. The Lake County State's Attorney's Office now looking over the case for possible charges, the victim's mother and father, though, not taken into custody. Honda's recalling 350,000 of its Civics because, well, the parking brakes, they may not hold.
Civic coupes and sedans from the 2016 model year are affected by the recall. Honda says the electric parking brake may not work if it's applied immediately after turning the ignition off. The auto manufacturer says it will notify owners starting next month and will repair the cars free of charge. Honda says no crashes or injuries have been reported. I'm Bill Michaels.
And in Milwaukee, an online public safety survey is part of the process for developing a crime-fighting policy, according to Alderman Bob Donovan. He chairs the City Council's Public Safety Committee.
We're asking that residents of Milwaukee and people who work in Milwaukee take the survey.
About 20 questions looking at the police department's relationship with the community, also suggestions on areas the city should investigate to improve public safety. She's seen steady progress since getting back into office after a 16-year absence, and Burlington Mayor Jeanne Hefty is especially encouraged by some discussions reference a strip mall by the Kmart building for which there is new ownership.
He has not told me yet what they're looking at. They do have somebody interested in the Kmart building, which is huge. Huge for the fact that that will be the domino effect to fill that large space. Second of all, he said he has another interested party looking at another part of the strip mall there.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, Mayor Hefty said the talks with the strip mall's new owner have included easier access to another group of businesses instead of shoppers having to access stores via Highway 36.
It seems to be the fit where everybody can help each other by just making it, they can go down the street and stop, and instead of having to go to a stoplight and then go get to another stoplight and then turn in such a small area.
Mayor Hefty adding that she's also getting back to full strength after having a surgical procedure several weeks ago. All the proper financial controls are now said to be in place with a parent-led booster club that raises money for Kenosha Bradford High School's football team, the Bradford End Zone Club. It got some unwanted attention in a recent Fox 6 TV investigative report. It quoted two members of the club as saying they could not get satisfactory answers on some past spending by club president Tom Stone. He reportedly controls the private bank account. Fox 6 reported that Stone operated the club as a for-profit entity to get around the public release of club tax returns. The End Zone Club has since filed for nonprofit status, and Kenosha Unified's Tanya Reuter tells our partners at Gateway Public Radio that the club has accepted KUSD's office recommendations, which includes bylaws. The Kenosha Police Department reportedly rejected the need for any criminal investigation. Winter heating bills, those are expected to be a little bit higher for many Wisconsin homes this year, but not by as much as the federal government is maybe predicting for the rest of the country, 30%. Milwaukee-based We Energy is continuing to work on its forecast for this winter. But the utility's Kathy Schultz says while we would expect a return to normal winter weather, likely meaning a higher heating bill, our preliminary indications are for the increase to our customers being much less than the average Midwest percentage jump, as indicated by the Energy Department. The near-freezing temperatures we had this morning, along with the leaves now falling a lot more, it means winter not all that far behind. Wisconsin's Public Service Commission telling us around the state, simple solutions like sealing cracks in windows on our homes going to keep it warm this winter. PSC says at-home weatherization kits, those can also cut your electric bills. A full list of tips at the PSC's website. Racine County Drainage District denied a permit by the state DNR to draw down the Fox River between October and March for the purposes of dredging the Wind Lake and Goose Lake Drainage Canal in the village of Waterford. There's been a drawdown by opening the gates on the Rochester Dam for the past couple of years, despite no dredging taking place. Village officials joining local residents in arguing that a reduction in the water level on the river hurts both fishing and recreation, a position backed by the DNR in its reasoning for the permit denial. Union Grove High School going to be hosting a summit soon on the effects of heroin and opiate abuse.
Summit is being sponsored by the Racine County Sheriff's Office in collaboration with the County Human Services Department, the Medical Examiner and District Attorney's Offices, the County's Judiciary, and the County Executive. The summit will concentrate on a realistic look at the heroin and opiate epidemic and its impact on Racine County. The summit on Wednesday, October 26th from 6 until 8 p.m. is open to all parents and community members, although bringing children under 13 is not being recommended. In a statement, Sheriff Christopher Schmeling said more needs to be done than just making arrests and responding to overdose calls. He said the summit is a proactive step to educate our community about this deadly poison that is destroying our families. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
You'd likely get an argument from leaders of the big cities like Racine and Kenosha and Milwaukee, but the Wisconsin Towns Association is supporting the extra $14 million in the governor's latest road budget. The group's Jerry Durr says they're satisfied the extra money will be enough to improve local roads and bridges. It's $14 million plus another $9 million from the DOT budget. They say that should be more than enough for local road projects. Kenosha's Boys and Girls Club going to benefit from a donation made by Vail Resorts Chief Executive Robert Katz and his wife Alana Amsterdam. $2 million going out to a dozen local nonprofits nationwide in communities where the company operates ski facilities. That now includes Wilmont Mountain Ski Resort. It'll be $33,500 to the Boys and Girls Club of Kenosha, enabling the club to deal with a nearly 50% increase in daily attendance over last year. The Racine Public Library Board and members of the Library Foundation heard results of a feasibility study on possible expansion and renovation, including third floor space, but with questions and concerns evident from the below normal level of responses required for any solid recommendation from the consultant. Karen Rose with Library Strategy said they identified almost five dozen people that they wanted to interview. Got responses, though, from only 11. Talked to them about a $15.5 million fundraising effort. What they're recommending, though, is about a $4 million capital campaign based partly on a strategic and compelling case for support.
So you really need to remember that it won't sell itself. I mean, libraries are valued. They are perceived as a public service. That often seems to most people to be good enough. And then donors want to make a difference, so providing that compelling need and the outcomes that your building, your library is going to solve a particular need is an important way to present your proposal. Not square footage, not isn't that pretty. It has to fill a need.
A closed-door meeting of the library's governing boards November 3rd to determine if a capital campaign takes place. A company in Sturtevant's Renaissance Business Park needs to expand. They want to move some of their operation into another building in the village. Representatives of Andes telling the Plan Commission last night they've experienced 14% growth this year and expect that trend to continue, which means they need more space and capabilities for production. The plan is to move shipping, receiving, and storage operations into an existing building in the nearby Enterprise Business Park just south of their current location. The Plan Commission unanimously recommending approval of a conditional use permit. A growing number of Americans with health insurance coverage under Obamacare are finding out their plans are going to disappear from the program next year, forcing them to find new coverage as options shrink and prices rise. At least 1.4 million people in 32 states, including Wisconsin, will lose their current Obamacare plan. New survey out from the American Psychological Association shows the presidential election is causing people stress. Dr. Lynn Bufka says both Republicans and Democrats claim the election is a source of stress for them these days.
One of the things that I find most interesting is that among adults who use social media, even more of those individuals are reporting election-related stress, which probably has to do with how much information they're getting.
She says there's no major difference when it comes to gender, race, or ethnicity. It's important to stay informed, she says, but she recommends you take a break from politics. It was just causing that much stress in your life. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.